Here's what's coming up next with the Free Country Wake Up Crew. Thanks to Eric Smock Heating and Air Conditioning. Now that's comfortable living.
I see you had written down bartender day, Diana.
Yeah, bartender day. I was a bartender before. A lot of fun.
A good bartender in your neighborhood that you're familiar with can be as important to your spiritual growth as a pastor at your church. They can make
you're talking about a neighbor or a bartender close to where you live.
A bartender that you know and love, that you both take care of each other, is really important in spiritual growth. All right, I'm the bartender. Order your favorite drink.
I like some spice rum. And then what I like is equal parts of orange juice, cranberry juice, and pineapple juice with a little bit of grenadine.
If I was a bartender, I'd say, take that back to West Virginia.
Stop ordering that here, please. It is so good.
I bet it is. But that you're asking a lot. You're asking some nuance there by a bartender. Do they get that right for you?
It depends on where you go. I first had it because it's a drink on Glory Days' menu, the Captain's Sunrise.
I love it.
And then we found out, you know, how to make it. And so I really, really like it. And some places hit it out of the ballpark. Others, not so much. But we had gone to a fundraiser with Debbie Williams at the Elks Lodge last year. Or no, maybe it was in like January, February. And Andy and Emma had come. And I was telling Emma about this drink. And I said, let's go order it. I'll tell you what, who was ever bartending at the Elks Lodge that night, they hit it out of the ballpark. It was so good. Even Emma liked it. So we were sipping those down all night long.
Can you make it at home? Have you tried to make it at home?
Absolutely.
You know how to do that? Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I can say, hey, Danny, make mommy's favorite drink. He knows exactly what it is and he can do it.
A Captain Sunrise.
Or mommy's favorite drink. So they know exactly what it is.
I've always loved, you know, when I was running in Walkersville, the Village Tavern, all those bartenders took care of me and I would take care of them. That meant that on a busy night when I was ordering food to go, they would see my face and they get that order in.
Good.
And then, you know, that's worth everything in the world. That is everything in the world. You can go there and have a cocktail and have a lovely conversation with somebody.
Yes.
That you might not be able to have at home or at work or at your place of worship or anything like this. It's a whole different situation.
It is. And remember, tip them well.
They always
work so very, very hard.
One thing I took for granted when I lived in the city for all those years was I just thought it was normal to be able to walk to a corner pub and then walk home and have a few pops. And then you get out of that life, you get into an automobile life, you have to change everything right away.
Yes.
You have to really change your life. You cannot go to every party and you just can't drink and drive. And we're in drinking and driving season right now, folks.
It absolutely is the case. But you know what? These college kids, I'll tell you what, these younger kids, Uber, Lyft, that is exactly how they roll.
Okay.
Oh, all the time. It may be like half a mile down the road, they may have had something to drink. I'm not stumbling home. Uber, Lyft.
As long as your Lyft driver doesn't have a fifth of tequila and a gun and his wife just left him.
You
don't know who you're getting at. You never know who you're getting in the car with.
Oh, my gosh.
Merry Christmas.
You're making me terrified.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Spooky behavior in the studio this morning. My co-host, Diana Gibson, just started pacing around and mumbling to herself. Rolls her sleeves up and saying, okay, I got my credit card. I got my tea. It starts in 25 minutes.
I thought it started.
Candle day.
It's candle day at Bath & Body Works.
I didn't know what was going on.
Got my app, got everything, got my card, got my coupons, and I looked and they said it started, when I first logged on, it was like 35 minutes ago.
Sold out of all your favorite holiday sneaky
26
candles.
26 minutes, and I said, just don't bother me.
All right.
Let me get my things done. Don't bother me.
All right, though, I'm taking this seriously. You gave me a lovely candle last year with some vanilla. It was
a snickerdoodle. Do you need me to get you another one this year?
It smells wonderful. Smelled wonderful all year. I don't have a candle right now. I'm not going to make a big deal of it because I don't want to get in your way because it looks like a dangerous situation.
I will help you choose that, and I'll just add it to the list. I'm telling you what.
It's going to
be total chaos.
Okay.
Yes, it's candle day.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know I am about this. It's candle day. It starts in 25 minutes.
All right, 25 minutes. We're going to count down. 5:34, 6 o'clock, something like that. 6 a.m. this morning. 6 a.m., you're going to be ready. You got
I
that.
Am.
You ready? Okay. Your card has been rejected.
What do I want to say? Namaste.
Your card has been rejected.
I haven't even and started shopping. Associate, give me your car just
associate,
in case, okay?
Cut that card up.
I know, quickly.
Stall till the police get here.
Stop.
When you say, I'm gonna give you an update on Teresa, I think of all the Teresas we know and love who listen to WFRE.
Yeah.
No, you're talking about your car.
I am. Teresa or Teresita. I named her after Teresa from Queen of the South.
A cartel. Mm-hmm. A drug-dealing cartel lady. She's a boss lady.
I love her.
So tomorrow you're getting it back. That's so good. That's been the word all week.
I told you on Wednesday because they said last week, December 1st. So anyways, on Tuesday when my hubby called and you know, talked to the shop, they said, hey, listen, why don't we go ahead and do it Friday? Give the techs a little more time to work on the car. I thought, okay, I can wait one more day. I've already waited 6 weeks, right?
All
I can wait one more day. So yesterday when I was at the Toys for Tots remote, Jeff got a call and they said, hey, listen, not going to be done tomorrow because they told us we could pick it up today between 1 and 5. So I had my whole day planned out how we were going to go, take the car back, the rental car back, and I was going to get my beloved car back.
Sure, yeah.
He got a call and he said, yeah, listen, the horn has not come in yet, the horn. So they have to wait for that to come in. And I think it's in Rockville. And Jeff said, I'll go down, I'll get it. You don't understand. My wife wants this car back. I don't want to have to deal with her. And I don't know what that says about me. And then they said, yeah, we can do that. But then after that, I guess it's X amount of hours with calibration with something.
Sure, yeah,
and
calibration.
And so then I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, so no, it's fine.
I'm not going to get it back today.
They're all sitting
around. I'm not going to get it back tomorrow.
No, I understand. They're sitting around in Santa hats drinking whiskey, say, let's tell her the horn's not in. And then we'll say, we said December 1st, 2023. You might get it back. Tomorrow could be the company Christmas party.
It could be. It could be, for all I know. But it's not going to be a party with me in my car because I don't have it.
It's party time.
It's a party.
WFRE and voila, specialties and other goodness love to celebrate.
And if you were born on this date, we're about to celebrate you.
Let's see who's having a birthday today.
We cover the weekends on Friday morning. I'm Tom, and I got today, the 2nd of December, happy birthday to Brian Miller, Wendy Campbell, Christina Michelle, happy birthday, Joan Holland, Jerry Smith, football coach, teacher, Brunswick High, happy birthday, Grant Smith, celebrating today, Dennis Close, and Natalie Saxon from Frederick, happy 11th birthday, Natalie.
And for Saturday, December the 3rd, we want to say happy birthday to Dawn Chavario, Nikki French, Taylor Hoffman celebrating tomorrow, as well as Brittany Rosen, Jennifer Dieter, Dean Diaz celebrating on Saturday, December 3rd. Happy birthday also to Camden Wachter from Brunswick, turned 16 tomorrow, and Stephanie Bittner. And then on Sunday, December the 4th, happy birthday to Karen Myers, as well as Raina Smith, Naomi Franks, Sarah Bradley. On Sunday, happy birthday to Gracie Dockery from Frederick, who turns 10, Jerry Lohman celebrating, and Melanie McKee celebrates on Sunday, December the 4th. And our birthday winner is Dennis the Close, who celebrates his birthday today.
No gray area when it comes to inflatables. As far as I'm concerned, I absolutely love them, Diana. I love them. I love all the Christmas decorations. I'm surrounded by them in my neighborhood. Spectacular. Spectacular, huge Santa Claus. The snowman from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I think from the Island of Misfit Toys.
Yeah.
That guy, there's a 30-footer in my neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
that's
these are
huge.
Big. And,
okay.
And the technology has evidently gotten a little better. They're down during the day, but when they are up, they are up. There is not a crease in it. And they're lit up, and I just absolutely love it. And I bet the kids in the house just love these things because there's the Grinch, there's Snoopy and Woodstock. Who doesn't want Snoopy and Woodstock?
They've got, like, everything. I've even seen a manger that is a blow-up as well. And I do think they're cute. We have never done one, except we had a haunted house that we would put up on Halloween. We have never had the inflatable Christmas decorations. Some of our neighbors have, And then when it starts to get windy, and you know it gets super windy in our neighborhood, they go like flying around to the next state over.
Yes.
But they do look cute. But then there are some people who say, you know what? I'm never going to do that because I think it's lazy decorating.
We still love these people.
So we just wondered.
We still love all these people.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I understand. And thank you for giving your opinion because there are people who are saying, yeah, we think that's lazy.
Yeah, if you go over to our Facebook page. But Walter, he took a picture of a home and he said, you know what? I think adding a few is okay. And it's not lazy in this sense. Because in that picture, there are Christmas lights all around the house and a few inflatables.
These things are hard to keep up. There's nothing lazy about it. It just doesn't look right to you. I mean, I have no idea. I love all of these things.
There is a home, and it's in Jefferson County. They always decorate with inflatables, and it just looks so cool. And I'm amazed at how it doesn't kind of float away. But they've got everything going on their front yard. They've got the manger scene. They've got Santa. They've got the Grinch, and they've got Rudolph. Like, anything Christmas is all out there.
They had a 30-foot Michael Myers for Halloween. Inflatable Michael Myers in your yard. I don't know if that was real.
I would love that.
I don't know if that was real or not.
Then you could point it, like, to a neighbor's house.
Or you could just put a Santa hat on it.
Neighbor. Yeah.
You can put a Santa hat on it. Michael Myers deserves Christmas as well. You can get Pikachu. You can get... I've seen the little Yoda baby from The Mandalorian. So I think it's whimsical and perfect.
Yes.
Now, during the day, especially if I'm hungover, I can relate when I see them like in the yard, laying down, look like they've been to a Christmas party as well.
You're saying, oh, that's me.
I say, hey, I know how you feel.
Okay.
I know how you feel. I know tonight when you're on, you'll be there.
Yeah.
So I kind of even approve of that during the day.
All right.
Because it's kind of the way I feel.
Well, call us up. Let us know. Inflatables, nice decorations, or are they lazy?
And pics. No, it's not lazy.
We love it. Well, we want to know because there are definitely people on our Facebook page who are like,
they're lit
lazy.
Up. They're lit up as well. So I don't know if they're lit from inside. I mean, they look spectacular. They must have lights on the inside.
That is above our pay grade, but
yeah,
I do believe they're lit from the inside.
Here's what's coming up next with the Free Country Wake Up Crew. Thanks to Eric Smock Heating and Air Conditioning. Now that's comfortable living.
I want to thank Shannon for her comments on these inflatables. My kids have them. They love them. I have them. So I like them too. However, don't overdo it so it makes it look tacky.
Okay.
Well, the way I feel is there's no such thing as tacky.
Yeah, overdo just go ahead.
It. Overdo it, yeah.
Please do. And then Michael said, I'm dreaming of a blow-up Christmas.
Yay!
Not.
When wind advisories, just keep it tuned to WFR.
Oh, that would
you
be
know.
Fun,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm going to thank Brenda for posting her inflatables. A very happy ho-ho-ho Santa Claus and a very beautiful Rudolph. And then I thought, wow, that looks like a water buoy. How cool is that? But no, it's a stack of presents.
Oh, nice.
And Dinah, I found a company here. You send photos of your puppies. They will send you inflatables that look just like your puppies.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious. I'm just kidding.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Stop it because I get sucked into all that stuff all the time.
You would have been on that.
Yeah, I would have. Well, Gwen sent us a text and she said, listen, I think the only blow up Christmas decoration that's acceptable are the snow globe versions. She is so right. Those are the coolest ones.
I don't know what that means.
Where you have the snow globe and they have the snow kind of going around on the inside.
That.
They
that's
are
awesome.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Oh, I'm going to have to Google that.
For some reason, I'm picturing a 15-foot blow-up bottle of Tabasco sauce. That big red bottle of Tabasco. I would put that in my front yard.
Would you?
That
okay.
would just mean Christmas. Come on over. That would be absolutely beautiful.
Or it would mean like heartburn or gas.
No way, man. No.
Here you go. Come on into my house where you're going to get a heartburn or maybe some gas. Use that bathroom down the hall.
Absolutely.
Is that what you want to say?
No, it just reminds me of joy and Christmas and red. And, you know, I think it's a beautiful brand.
Hot sauce.
Yes,
okay.
I think it's alrighty. Awesome. I like the inflatables. And if you don't, we love you as well.
Do you want me to see if they have a Krampus inflatable?
You know it's Krampus not at Dragon Distillery this weekend. They're celebrating that. A blow-up 30-foot Krampus. Yes! Yes.
Every time I mention Krampus,
yes.
you just have this twinkle in your eye.
Yes.
It's kind of eerie.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Funny,
no.
Sweet,
yes.
all wrapped into one, almost like Krampus.
It's a great Christmas character
okay.
that deserves to be right up there by Rudolph and Santa.
Okay.
Tis the time for season's beatings, R-rated Violent Night. Is that the name of it, Violent Night?
Yeah,
it's in theaters today with David Harbour from Stranger Things playing the big guy.
Yeah.
An R-rated cross between Die Hard and Home Alone.
Yeah. It is.
It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we saw this trailer a couple of months ago, and then we were talking about it, and I didn't put the two together until we just watched the trailer.
Yes.
Yes, it is. I've very much like Die Hard.
Yes.
I would say.
R-rated and, you know, an R-rated comedy. It's Santa. Everything on the screen, everything you want, that looks like a lot of fun.
It is. What happens is
terrorists come. John Leguizamo.
Terrorists come,
and
they try to ruin Christmas for this family.
Sure, they try.
So that's all we want to say.
There's 3 mil in there somewhere is what I saw, and Santa. He seems like a weary Santa Claus, but he shows up.
He's been doing it for a long time, right?
It's the real one, man.
Yes, it is definitely
the real Santa. Hey, I want to thank everybody who sent in pictures and opinions about the yard inflatables. And Nicole, your place looks beautiful. She's got the bushes lit. She's got the icicle lights. And she's got an inflatable snowman and an inflatable gnome in her front yard. Very festive. I approve 110%.
Nice, nice. And then Kevin sent in this beautiful picture of a home. And
I saw the photos.
Okay, and this one's on 26 in Mount Pleasant, but it just has lights everywhere.
It's lighties, yes.
And then also, you know, I think there may be a couple of inflatables. But it's interesting because we got a comment on Facebook from Georgina. She said, holiday lights are so much prettier than the blow-up stuff.
Okay.
And that's how some people feel about it. They think it's just stuff. It's lazy.
I'm always fascinated when you'll see, though, there's Mickey and Minnie. Oh, yeah, there's Snoopy and Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's Pikachu. And just mixed in with the Grinch and everything, I think it works. I personally think it works, and the kids absolutely love these things.
Oh, I love it when they've got Santa out there with the manger scene.
That's awesome, man. I love it. Movies are released in January and February. Those are the ones. You know, right now we're getting all the Oscar nominees. We're getting all the big ones here in the holiday season. So when you see that, you think, they're mailing one in. They don't have a lot of faith in it.
Yeah.
When I saw the name Cocaine Bear, I thought that, well, this is maybe A24, one of these companies, grinding something out for Netflix.
Yeah.
But this is... got some Hollywood backing behind it.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Elizabeth Banks is directing it.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if a bear got a snoot full of cocaine, pretty much is the premise. Now they've Hollywooded it up a little bit. It's basically a true story, but the name has been changed to protect the innocent in this
one. Yeah, absolutely. And the facts have kind of been exaggerated.
Sure, exaggerated.
As to what happens, but basically with Cocaine Bear, a 500-pound bear gets a hold of some cocaine and...
drug dealer's parachute.
Yes.
And he drops
some cocaine and the bear gets into it and then the bear eats it and then he goes on this crazy
He goes on a binge, yes. Violence
ensues. Yeah, and then he kind of crashes and they're trying to find him. They're trying to get this bear into custody, and then the only way that they can do it, it looks like they set these cocaine
traps. They keep giving him.
Oh my God.
Diana. Look,
this is awful, and this bear moves like nothing, like it's a ninja bear or something.
There's children in this movie for sort of comedy relief.
Oh my gosh, they're so funny.
It's funny stuff in there, but it's violent. There's adult language I heard in the trailer.
Absolutely, there's adult language. There is violence, there is gore, there is... there's some
it's
funny stuff, too.
It's cocaine bear, yes.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be, it looks like in February we're going to get this one.
Yeah, and then Ray Liotta, I believe that was his last movie, right?
Film.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, he's in it.
Man.
He's pretty good.
Well, we lost a lot of tough guys this year. We lost Jimmy Caan, James Caan, Ray Liotta, Paulie Walnuts, I forget the actor's name from The Sopranos. And
it's a wild, weird world out there. Want proof? Fourth Dimension Fun Center presents the Free Country Wake Up Crew's Ridiculous News.
Join M&J, 4D Fun Center tonight. Toys for Tots, 5 till 7 o'clock. Love Ridiculous News. Love Fourth Dimension Family Fun Center. What are we going with today, dear?
Well, when you're in a hospital, you hear different kind of beeps and noises and things like that. But they really do serve a purpose, and you kind of just have to get over it, okay? Oh, especially if you're in a hospital. A 72-year-old hospital patient in Germany got arrested. And you may say, well, why? Well, she unplugged her roommate's ventilator because the sound of it was annoying here. Her.
She needs some sleep, Dad.
Okay. All right. The other patient was 79 years old, and she needed the ventilator to breathe and, you know, kind of stay alive.
To live, yeah.
Yeah, so... the 72-year-old woman, kind of cranky, she did it once. The hospital staff said, do not do it again. They made sure that she clearly understood. The 79-year-old patient, who is your, like, roommate in this hospital, she needs that ventilator to live. She needs it to breathe. You can't do this again, okay?
All right.
But guess what? She did it again later on that night. This time it almost killed her.
All right, that's not funny.
And that is not. Doctors and nurses had to revive that woman. The 72-year-old woman was arrested, and then when they were all in court, the 79-year-old woman did recover. She was in court. to, I guess, confront her unplugger. But yeah, cannot do that.
It reminds me of Ricky Bobby. When he was in a hospital bed, his wife said, I prayed on it. I got to unhook this, got to unhook the ventilator. Yeah. Life support, but got to unhook it all. So, ridiculous news out of Germany.
Just awful.
That's a great story, Diana.